Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to beautiful Turnbridge, Vermont. I'm not speaking from experience, actually. I'm just assuming Turnbridge is beautiful. If for no other reason than people like Patrick Schlott, an electrical engineer who has been reviving old payphones around town to provide a service for people who live in the area. We're getting to a time when I bet there are people listening to this who haven't ever used a payphone, which breaks my brain a little bit, but they used to be pretty ubiquitous. It was how you called someone when you were out of the house. In the past on the Good News Podcast, we've talked about ways that the classic London phone booth is getting repurposed for little shops and different services and businesses. In other places, old payphone locations are turning into free Wi-Fi hotspots. So instances where defunct payphones are getting used for something else are absolutely good news. Reduce, reuse, recycle. But in Turnbridge, there's no cell phone service, so payphones would actually be really helpful. So Schlott, the electrical engineer mentioned earlier, is repairing old payphones that he's purchased from flea markets or online and installing them at public places around town. They work in the same way you would expect if you've used payphones previously, but now you don't have to chuck in any change. These payphones work off of an internet connection. For instance, the first one was installed at a general store, which provides the internet connection for free. I read about this in the Associated Press, and the way they describe it is it's sort of like a VoIP phone, voice over internet protocol. So it doesn't require that dedicated landline. Any place that has internet, whether it's from cable or fiber optic or whatever, could be a location for one of these phones. It's a pretty smart workaround, and it means you don't have to have a quarter in your pocket to use the phone. After the success of the first phone at the general store, two more have been installed at a local library and an information booth, and both of those were special requests from community members. A tidbit about this story that I really liked is that there's no operator on this phone system. So if someone hits zero on the payphone, it calls Schlott directly. So he can answer any questions about the service, how to use it, how it works, which just cranks the kindness and volunteeriness of this project from a 10 to a full-blown 12. Super cool. Love that these phones are being used for their original purpose. They're not even being repurposed. They're just now provided for free. An act of kindness. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.